Have you ever thought about why we sing so much about the cross? We sing about the cross because it brings us mercy and grace in our lives. And tonight we're going to get a chance to rejoice with the Nicaraguan team. And what a great opportunity we have to rejoice in our Savior. So let's start off by rejoicing and coming to the cross and really thinking about our Lord and what He did for us on the cross. Understand that this is covered by Christ's blood. Let's sing together. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that blood, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains. Get to see that dawn, the power that Christ became sin for us and took the blame on the cross for us.
This the crown of be seated. We'll ask the men to come at this time. We have several special things happening tonight. Of course, we have a Lord's table, but in addition to that, we're having a report on the medical mission trip that went to Nicaragua, so I think that'll be kind of special. So, Dan, will you pray for the offering, please?
Father, we thank you for
good evening. So we're here finally to give you guys a report on the Nicaragua trip. It's been a while, but we wanted to put together a video, so we're going to be showing you the video that Kevin Nook was kind enough to put together for us. But just to give you guys a little bit of backdrop about the trip, my wife is from Nicaragua. And of course, we participate in the Spanish ministry here, so we had talked about taking a trip, and that was one of the first places that came to mind was to go to Nicaragua. Of course, it's very needy. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We had taken, there were nine of us, right? Nine of us on the trip, and we had coordinated with a couple doctors there in Nicaragua to put together a medical clinic in an area called La Empanada. Very poor, group had never been there, so we felt like it was an awesome opportunity for us to go there and present the gospel as well as help them physically with their medical needs. The video is going to tell more about this, but I would say it was a trip that certainly could be described by emotions. We faced a lot of different emotions on the trip from the time that we took off to the time that we came back home. And I was just, this afternoon, I was noting a few of the emotions that we experienced on the trip. I would say, first of all, it was anticipation. You guys helped us put together several events and fundraising activities that helped us fund the whole trip. And so we're very grateful for that, but we were also very excited and anticipating the trip, arriving and just going to work. And being able to meet those needs that we knew were there in the community. I would say something else we experienced was uncertainty. From the minute we arrived, we had some issues in customs, weren't sure if the bags were going to clear customs. One of the customs agents was giving us a hard time, but we had some uncertainty through the trip. We had some excitement when the bags made it through and we were able to take off from the airport. We had some confusion, you'll hear more about that, when we got to the mission house and realized that we had lost some of our luggage, weren't sure what happened to that exactly. At times, exhaustion. It was a very tiring trip. On average, we probably slept 3 to 4 hours a night. We were commuting an hour and a half, basically, each way to the village that we were going to put the medical clinic on. So that was certainly a part of the trip. There were some surprises. We second full day we were there, third day we were there, got hit in the side by a tractor trailer. The man had a whole story about how it happened and how it wasn't his fault. He got very mad with me and at times wanted to fight, and just a big mess. But there were some surprises. There was some frustration as the doctors that we had coordinated for months to work together with backed out on us. You'll hear more about that. Determination was something I would certainly use to describe our group. We were determined to continue and complete our mission. And I was trying to think of a passage a few weeks ago. Miguel asked me to preach in our Spanish church, and I preached on Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12:2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." And as I started digging into the details of this verse, what really got my attention the most was the part that said he endured the cross, despising the shame. If you look at it in the Greek, it's to say, despise is kind of a strong word, but it is basically saying minimizing the shame. He was so focused on the end result that he just put everything else to the side. And that's what we had to do on this trip. We just had to take all those circumstances and all those emotions and put them to the side. So it was an excellent test of our faith. It was an excellent experience. And I know that several of us have come out of the trip more mature and more prepared for the future as God allows us to be a part of these opportunities. If I can, real quick, before we start the video, I'll just introduce those of us that are here from the group. Miguel and Luz Perez were with us. You guys can stand up, and we'll have each member stand up. My wife, Olga, our daughter, Andrea, our nephew, Curling, Dionne and Denise Nook, and we're missing... Oh, there she is, Bijou. Yes. So this was our group, and without further delay, we'll let Kevin go ahead and put the video on.
Nicaragua is located in Central America between El Salvador, Honduras, and Costa Rica, and has a population of 6 million people. The country is divided into 15 departments. The country is full of natural resources, national parks, and natural reserves. Agriculture is the biggest part of the Nicaraguan economy, including beans, rice, coffee, bananas, and other fruits and vegetables. Although there are many natural resources, the economy is struggling. 48% of the population live below the poverty line, and almost 80% of the population live on less than $2 a day. The need is great, and that is why we chose Nicaragua as our destination this year. Being from Nicaragua, it was a joy for me to be able to give back to my country. The community we minister in is much like I just described it, very poor, without good access to water, and lacking jobs. There isn't any access to medical care, and many residents of the community hadn't seen a doctor in years. I give thanks to God for this trip and the opportunity to fulfill our purpose with God's help. I am also thankful for the local church and its members who helped us, and all of those who went with us from Grace Baptist and the Nueva Vida Ministry.
Jesus' ministry here on earth, he set an example for us in how to reach those who are lost. In Mark chapter 2, we see how he approached a man with both physical and spiritual needs. This man was lame and had been for years. He was also spiritually disabled. We see how Jesus healed the man physically and then spiritually. When asked why he healed this man, Jesus responded, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." This was our purpose in going to Nicaragua, to meet physical needs first, and then spiritual needs. In Nicaragua, both physical and spiritual needs are great. That's what led us to the community La Empanada. La Empanada is a small community of around 300 people. The community has the hardest, rockiest terrain I've ever seen in my life. Most people commute by foot or mule, and commute several hours a day to work and school. They don't have any access to clean water, and many struggle just to provide the necessities for their families. They take very hard physical jobs, and many of the men and women we saw were very thin and very calloused physically. In fact, there were several individuals that we had to try 5, 6, or even 7 times to take a drop of blood because their hands were so calloused and they were so dehydrated. We also found that many of their hearts were calloused in the same way, but we just kept on sharing the gospel and leaving the harvest up to God. At the end of the week, 10 individuals had made a decision to accept Christ, and it was awesome to see their repentant hearts. With God's help, we were able to fulfill our mission, and we are so thankful for your prayers and support. This trip wouldn't have been possible without you. To God be the glory.
The thought of going on a short mission trip had not occurred to me, and not knowing the preparation required, I said in my mind, "Lord, is this what you want us to do?" A few weeks later, when Austin asked me again if we had considered going on the mission trip and that they would not go unless we came with them, not wanting to leave the Spanish ministry unattended, I was reluctant to say yes, and we began searching for someone to care for the flock the week we would be gone. No one was available at the time, but I had peace to trust the Lord for His provision. 1 Chronicles 16:24 says, "Tell of His glory among the nations, His wonderful deeds among all the peoples." Austin submitted the trip details to the mission board for approval. On the next mission board meeting, the trip was approved and immediately began asking all doctors, nurses, and translators who volunteer at the health fair to join us on this medical mission trip to Nicaragua. Everyone was excited for the opportunity to go and serve the Lord in Latin American country, and we had 15 possible candidates for the trip and began making flight reservations in April to lock the lowest possible fares. The following months were busy raising funds to offset the cost of the trip and the basic medications we will be supplying. We are thankful to our Lord Jesus and the love and support we have received from here at Grace Baptist Church. Your love for mission and the lost is truly manifested through your prayers and financial support. Your support of the car wash gave us the momentum and encouraged us to go to the next fundraiser. The community sales were very well stocked thanks to your generosity and presented us with a challenge to store the goods. And Dr. Bill Summers came to the rescue, loading up his trailer and storing it in his barn until the next yard sale. Through your generosity, we were able to provide a medical clinic to the villagers of La Empanada, Nicaragua. They received medical attention, medications, and glasses. But most importantly, they were exposed to the truth of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Some that could not see well enough to read were given reading glasses, and they were truly amazed how clear they could see. But more amazing was to see those whose spiritual eyes were open to see the truth for the first time. Thank you, and may our Lord richly bless you.
This was my first official mission trip, so I didn't know what to expect. As we arrived in Managua, Nicaragua, we couldn't wait to see the people at Las Empanadas. Unfortunately, we faced many obstacles before we accomplished our mission. The first thing that happened was the loss of some of our luggage. The next day, as we headed to the village, a tractor trailer hit us. The man angrily didn't want to accept his mistake, so he made a big deal out of nothing. We thought we would lose the whole day, but finally, the man accepted his mistake and paid for the damages. After everything was cleared up with the accident, we were finally on our way to pick the doctors up and start up the clinic. We drove an extra 45 minutes to pick the doctors up. When we arrived, they told us they were no longer going to help us. But in spite of all the obstacles, God helped us complete our mission, and we learned that no matter what the circumstances are, He'll be with us, showing us the way.
It was a very special blessing to be part of the Nicaragua mission trip. In the Sermon on the Mountain in Matthew 5, our Lord Jesus Christ talked about hope and truth. We brought hope to relieve the pain with the medication that we supply. We brought truth by presenting the plan of salvation. Jesus says in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." We were eager to bring the medical blessing to the people in La Empanada, Nicaragua. We gradually became discouraged by the difficulties we had to overcome to fulfill our mission. When we reached the point of our patience, hope was running out. The Lord led into my heart to say, "Do not give up. Do not give Satan the satisfaction of turning back without delivering the medical care for those needy families." I remember saying, "Let's go and see what the Lord will do with just a few of us." From that point, God powers took over, and we recovered our joy and the excitement to go and meet the medical and spiritual needs of the people the Lord will bring. When we finally reached our destination, we found that the people had come from other surrounding communities, as far as 16 miles, and the power of God was manifested in how quickly tables were arranged, and we were ready to conduct the test with the limited resources we have. We visited some of the needed church families and gave them a basket with some of the basic foods, such as rice, beans, sugar, salt, oil, and laundry detergent. Sunday night, Austin closed with a message for salvation, and one of my favorite moments was helping serve the dinner for all of them. We showed the movie, The Son of God, and in the end, extended the invitation to surrender their life, and a young lady came forward and accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior. Thank you for your prayers and support, and the opportunity to represent Grace Baptist Church and this part of the world.
I came with this Nicaragua trip as a nurse. This trip really touched me to see how much needs are out there in this tiny village in Nicaragua. People are literally, physically, and spiritually starving. Some of them only have one meal a day. Some of them have never heard of Jesus. In these 3 days clinics, we have seen more than 300 people. They came all over from different villages. Some of them walked for 3 hours, some came by horses or donkey. They have received medication that prescribed by the doctor, vitamin supplies and hygiene needs that we brought to them. Most of them have a lot of bladder and GI problem because there's no running water in the village, and many of them have depression due to the severe poverty with no resource. And I do believe that we bring a lot of joy and hope to them. Their heart has been touched, and they are wide open receiving whatever we have brought to them. And I pray that we will come back in the future if the Lord willing. And I really appreciate you for supporting us this time.
I can hardly begin to describe what a joy it was to spend 3 whole days sharing God's love with the children of Las Empanadas in Nicaragua. After all the figurative and literal bumps on the road, it was a thrill to see their faces. Part of our goal during our stay was to keep them occupied with fun activities while they and their parents waited to be seen by the nurses and doctors. So Denise, Andrea, and I, with the help of a local lady named Rosa and Olga's mom, went right to work with a puppet show, crafts and games, as well as snacks and drinks. There were plenty of difficulties in the way, like having to communicate solely in Spanish, the lack of adequate indoor and outdoor space, and naturally, the heat and humidity. However, none of these things which intimidated us at first kept either the kids or ourselves from enjoying the time we had together. Every day, the Lord renewed our strength and ability to accomplish what He sent us to do. The best part of all we did, in my view, was the opportunity to share with them God's plan of salvation, which we did through songs and a flannograph lesson explaining the way to heaven. At the end of the 3rd day, the children were given the opportunity to respond to the message, and to our delight, 5 of them expressed the desire to trust in Jesus as their Savior. Thank you so much for all the encouragement we received from you through your prayers and financial support. And please pray for the children of Las Empanadas. They not only live in extreme poverty, but are absolutely destitute spiritually.
To Nicaragua, I saw many needs, spiritual and physical. For example, some of the girls' flip-flops were worn out, but they still wore them because they don't have money to get new ones. Another need is that they might not eat one day, and then the next day they might just eat bread for lunch, and then they don't eat anything else the rest of the day. I believe I was a help to them, and I thank y'all helping us go there.
I was able to go on the missions trip to Nicaragua this year. During my time there, I experienced a sense of purpose that I hadn't felt for some time. My assignment was to help with the children's activities. Working and playing with those kids and providing them with what we could felt so good. Those kids were amazing. Being able to see them smile and be so happy, even when they had so little, encouraged me. It made me realize just how privileged I am. I'm so grateful that I had this opportunity. Thank you all so, so much for your support, spiritually and financially.
In the past, I had the opportunity to participate as an interpreter with several different mission teams. But this time, it was very different. The one thing that stood out to me was the physical need the people at the village had. It reminded me of some of the needs I grew up experiencing as a child in Nicaragua. It also helped me realize some of the things that we take for granted in the U.S. It gave me a new perspective and made me appreciate more how God has blessed me. I would like to say thank you for your support and for making this trip possible for me.
It was a great privilege to be a part of this mission trip. Thank you all. Thank you very, very much for your love and support of the ministry. I am encouraged by everything that we see the Lord doing here at Grace, and I just want to ask you to keep these people in your prayers daily and praying for the Lord to allow us the opportunity to go back and continue where we left off. Thank you again for all your support. Thank you.
Well, that was splendid, just splendid. And we heard from some people that we don't normally hear from. And I think that was spectacular and all. Sometime on Sunday, you need to just sort of, sneak out of the service. You have my permission, and stick your head in over on the side and see what kinds of opportunities are happening throughout this building. There is a very healthy group of Hispanic believers and ministry that's going on over here. And if you go to the back, there is a very healthy group of Chinese believers who are involved in ministry. And if you, bump into Rebecca, you will find that there's a whole lot of kids and different kinds of things going on. And so we're excited for that. So Austin, will you pray for the bread, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you again for this opportunity we have to come to your house, Lord, and remember what you did to your Son, Jesus, and not in our place, Lord, to be that sacrifice, that substitute, to give us a relationship that we have with you, Lord, to give us that eternal life, as only possible through you. Thank you. As we make this bread, Lord, we want to take the opportunity to remember all that you've done.
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he said, "Take heed, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Miguel, will you pray for the cup, please?
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for you that you hold your only Son, who shed his blood on the cross for us. We thank you, Lord, for that gift of salvation, that we can have a relationship with you through this blood. And today, as we remember the sacrifice that he made for us, Lord, that we be carry it with us each day, thinking and remembering the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice you paid on the cross for our sins. Help us to not take this lightly, Lord, but to focus our lives and dedicate our lives to you.
So in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We typically take a benevolence offering, and we're going to do that tonight. But I wanted to make just a couple of comments and all. As I took the bread, I thought about something. Was it your daughter that made the comment that she talked to people? When we just saw the video a minute ago, she talked to people that maybe would get bread, and that would be the only meal they would have. Can you imagine that? I mean, we live in such an affluent and a blessed place and everything to be able to have that and all. That's I don't know about y'all, but that gave me a whole different perspective as I was taking the bread and everything, because I just assume that, you know, we've got it and that's not that big a deal. We've got some needs, we've got some benevolence needs, and we were able to help a lady in the church. Had some pretty severe physical problems. She had some doctor bills, did not really, I mean, I think eventually she could have solved some of those problems, but she wasn't going to do it anytime soon. And it was an area where we really felt as a board that we would reach out and do that. And so when we talked to Mr. Mike about what kinds of funds we had, we just don't, I mean, our benevolence funds have been really cut into over the last little while. And so I did something, you know, that in my old age that I have never, ever, ever, ever done in my life. I said, you know what we need to do? We need to take an offering in the deacon's meeting. And so we passed the plate in the deacon's meeting, and I think we covered probably almost all of it and everything. But there's other needs that we're sensing and we're seeing. And so I want to remind you about that, that you'll be thinking about that. The needs this morning, the ministry that we saw, the women's shelter, that's a terrific opportunity. I don't know if you've thought about it, but what a rare privilege it is for any congregation to have two of their young people, and we've got many more, but two of their young women that are willing to go and be involved in ministry. And so here we've got Megan McQueen. She's about halfway where she needs to be able to go to Hungary and minister over there. And we've got Elise Torner about halfway to what she's trying to do with Crew over in North Carolina. And these gals are talking to people, and they're waiting on the Lord and things like that. And so I want to mention that to you, because some of you could solve these problems and could deal with it just right now. And I just want you to think about it and say, well, Lord, what is it that I can do in these areas? So we're going to take a benevolence offering, okay? I'm not going to be as hard on you as I was on the deacon. So, Father, for this offering, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.